Get deeper insights on the news from inside sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. And if you ask many Americans, a lot of them are a little more concerned about the increasing prevalence of artificial intelligence technology than they are excited about it. A lot of worries, a lot of hand-wringing going on there. The advertised benefits of AI tech seem kind of out in the future a little bit. And beyond what a lot of people have tinkered and toyed with in terms of learning models like ChatGPT, some people are just a little more stressed about the benefit in our personal lives, what that may or may not be. But today I want to go just a little bit different and look at one example of how AI can make a real-world positive impact today, not tomorrow, not down in the future. And really thrilled to have joining us from the Washington Post, Josh Tieringle, is a Post columnist covering AI and everything artificial intelligence. And Josh, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Great piece in the Washington Post about some college students. Of course, college students, there's a high dropout rate. And you tell the story of two sisters who are showing maybe a possible way to fix that dropout rate. Explain that for us.
Yeah, I mean, listen, first of all, these are two really smart young women. They're 30 and 28. They're Italian sisters. They came to the United States for college, and they were immediately struck by how little attention they were receiving. They're paying full tuition at sort of elite American colleges. Nobody really bothered to ask how they were doing. Nobody bothered to ask what they could use help with. And so, you know, the two of them sort of looked at each other and they were like, well, first of all, this is a great business opportunity. And so what they realized after some research was that what they were experiencing is very similar to what most American college students experience. And so they had a problem, and they saw how that problem manifested, which is that 40% of American college students never make it to the end of college. They drop out. And so that 40% at a systemic level is shocking, because it means that these universities are doing a terrible job of reaching their students. They're failing their students. And from the business perspective of those schools, they need to replace the revenue. That means they have to go find new students. And, you know, at an individual level, it's just tragic, because what we know is that people who drop out of school earn over their lifetimes $1.5 million less in many cases than college degree holders. They default on their student loans. So these young women thought, okay, well, what do we do here? And they said, well, ideally, you would reach out to students on a regular basis, and you would ask them questions about the four things, and they're really only four, the four things that cause most dropouts. And those four things are financial distress, academic challenges, not fitting in their community, or mental or physical illness. So you reach out, you ask them, you engage with them, and you'd have a sort of early alarm system, right? So This is 2017, and they're like, well, that would be great, but how do you do that? And what they discovered, of course, is that first, you know, we're talking about still people in teens, late adolescence, and young adulthood. So their theory of the case when they started a company called EdSites, was why don't we text them multiple choice questions? They'll respond. And we're now talking, you know, older tech. And when they respond, at least we'll have some idea of how they're feeling. And what happened is they had one client, which was a university in Western Missouri, that texted the 3,800 students. And the 3,800 students responded like, where have these questions been all our lives? and they really realized at that moment, oh, they want more than just questions. These students had questions about where can I find mental health resources?
Yeah.
Where can I get a job? Oh, by the way, where's the cafeteria? Right? So I'll leave it there. That is stage one of their diagnosis of the problem.
And it's amazing. And just that simple moment of reaching out, amazing what that does. So describe for us quickly now what they found and how they've been able to use AI as a way to make this a little more sophisticated and a little more meaningful experience.
Yeah, so look, entrepreneurs, every entrepreneur, I don't care who they are, they need a little bit of luck. And what happened to the Recce sisters is that they discovered this massive opportunity at the very moment AI was making large language models real. And so they suddenly had an ability, thanks to technology, to respond to the students. And when the student said, where's the cafeteria, turns out you can program a large language model AI to tell them exactly where it is.
Yeah.
So what they started to do was build unique models around each university client that they got. So that they could upload the student handbook, they could upload maps and geography of the school, and they started to build out a dashboard so that the academic counselors could have these, you know, what would basically happen is a first wave of conversation between a student and an AI, and on a dashboard you could see, oh, you know, we have, let's say, 1,000 students, 900 of them are doing great, but 100 are in the red zone.
Yeah.
And on that dashboard you can see precisely why, because the kids are telling you. And so it makes it much easier to go out and help them be successful. Yeah. Find out if they need, if they lost a part-time job and are now struggling to keep up, well, let's figure out how to get them a job.
Yeah.
If they're suffering from a little bit of mental illness, if there's disturbances in their families. So, you know, I, as you mentioned, I'm an AI columnist, and one of the common, most common questions I get is, you know, when's it going to be here? Right? When are we going to get the benefit? And
yeah.
And a lot of what I've been doing is showing that it's not just Microsoft and it's not just Google.
Yeah.
A lot of small companies and small entrepreneurs have figured it out.
Love
and
that.
They are solving problems using AI in real time.
Yeah. Love that. Great piece in the Washington Post. Josh, thanks so much for joining us today. And this is one of those, one, we love entrepreneurs. We love this kind of application. And it's having a real impact today, which is what it's all about. Josh, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right. Great application of AI, great entrepreneurship, making a difference on college campuses. Love that. We'll step aside for bottom of the hour news. More Inside Sources coming up next.